Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we have a guest joining us, author of Eco-Tyranny. He's really drilled into their statements, their activities. New York Times bestseller. He wrote ClimateGate, and his new book is Eco-Tyranny. Brian Sussman's going to be joining us. We sell this book at Infowarshop.com. I should add, discounted with a free citizen rule book with every order. But that's a side issue. He is coming up to the balance of the salary. We'll open the phones up to talk about eco-tyranny, because that's what they are. And they're brainwashing your kids, you name it. But we will continue with the huge buildup worldwide for collapse and war, which is now becoming more and more of a certainty. It's not a certainty yet, but we are certainly in interesting times, to say the least. Wall Street Journal, I'm going to cover this more again in the third hour. Economy adds 163,000 jobs. Okay, now remember, this is all with cooked numbers. And that's what's so frustrating about all this. They've admitted for over a decade, they always had slightly cooked, but now if you're off the jobless rolls, you've given up, you're living with your parents, or you're on the streets, which is millions of people that are living with family and stuff and just don't have a job or pick up cans or do stuff on the black market. If you take them out, we are in a total depression. And by the way, they have articles today even admitting that. But it's like still Obama and Romney will debate these fake numbers. As if, well, 6.3% is better than what 9.3% when I got in. And it's just all made up. Economy adds 163,000 jobs. I listen to local talk radio. And they're all debating these numbers. And again, I try to call in and they go, no, we don't want to have you on. Even when I don't even say who I am. I'm like, yes, I'd like to announce that when people are off the rolls, that they're not counting anymore. So unemployment's closer to about 20%. And I can give you top economists, John Williams and others of Shadow Stats. No, thank you. We're not looking for that right now, call-wise. And I understand screening calls makes the show sound better sometimes. You get folks that are really clear and focused, but they always just kind of fit into whatever the fake debate is. It's so canned and frustrating. Economy, again, adds that. Wall Street Journal, 195,000 fewer American jobs in July, 150,000 dropped out of labor force. That's an accurate report out of CNS News. So they break down the fact that it's really a lot less. U.S. unemployment rate, again, it rises to 8.3%. Jobs up, though. That's AP, Reuters, job growth steps up. Jobless rate rises 8.3%. So all the same headlines. Reuters, job growth steps up, but jobless rate, same thing. And then I have an article here. Real unemployment rate shows far more jobless. And that's CNBC. I expect CNS News to tell the truth, but CNBC, blind hog found an acorn, broken clocks are right twice a day. While the national unemployment rate paints a grim picture, a look at individual states and their so-called real jobless rate becomes even more troubling. And it goes on to break down the real number. 22.1% in Nevada, California 20.3%. It's more like 30% 2 years ago. Even CBS 60 Minutes did that. Rhode Island 18.3%, and it just goes over the fact that a lot of states have a lot higher. Yeah, but that doesn't even count people that are off the rolls. It only counts unemployment rolls against those that have jobs. Facebook stock crash hoses California tax revenue. And, of course, they invested a bunch of the pension funds in that, too. So now that it's the state of California, which apparently overestimated how much tax revenue it was going to collect from Facebook employees after the IPO. So you got the Facebook employees getting ripped off as well. Facebook growth clouded with dubious accounts. Facebook stock near half off price point. Boy, they sure ripped you off, didn't they, America, and the rest of the world? Just funny. I mean, I told you that. I told you. He says he's going to rip you off. I mean, he'd rather rip you off and have the whole company fall apart, because wrecking things is what these people do. They hate anybody having anything. They want to destroy everything. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 70